We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're welcoming Larry Berriot.
That's right.
Canadian country singer. So welcome, Larry.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Larry, you are of Acadian descent, and you're now residing in Sudbury. How has this Acadian descent affected your music?
Actually, my grandparents and all this stuff are from the East Coast and the Gaspésie, Quebec. I've been born in Sudbury.
Mm-hmm.
French is actually my French language.
Okay.
And it's just, coming from a mining town, a lot of people ask me the same thing. How did I end up getting into country music? And
exactly.
I guess mm-hmm. one of those things. I guess watching Dukes of Hazzard and Smokey and the Bandit, I was younger and just really enjoyed it.
Okay, so you got into it when you were younger then?
Absolutely, yeah. I remember getting all the 8-tracks of all the Trucking albums and Johnny Cash on 8-track while my friends playing hockey were getting the Kiss albums.
Mm-hmm. And do you sing in French also?
No,
mm-hmm.
I don't do any French songs. But I've played quite a few festivals in Quebec,
mm-hmm.
and the folks in Quebec, I found that they really enjoyed the English country music, but they love to be spoke to in French
mm-hmm.
during the breaks and intermission and stuff like that. So it's been a really good advantage from my point on that.
That is an advantage. So French is actually your first language then?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
I still speak to my dad only in French, and
mm-hmm.
I speak to my mom in English.
Okay, so your mother's English, your father's French?
Yes, my mom's Tilbury.
Okay.
And my actual last name is Berriot.
Okay.
With the I-A-U-L-T at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just changed the pronunciation of Berriot,
mm-hmm.
that it pronounces Berriot, and it's a little bit easier to pronounce.
Okay, interesting. Now, you've released an album. What album is it so far?
Actually, it's my second album. I released an album probably close to 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I took a little break. I've been completely touring the circuit, never taken time off from touring.
Mm-hmm.
My wife just finished off her PhD. She's a child psychologist.
Okay.
So we couldn't really have two people in a household chasing both of their dreams at the mm-hmm. same time.
Mm-hmm.
So she finished off her PhD, and she works with the Autism Intervention Program here in Sudbury. And
that was
my opportunity to do my second album with Gil Grand down in Nashville.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, we've been really, really excited about it. It's co-produced by Brady Seals,
mm-hmm.
which Brady used to be with Little Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's presently with that band Hot Apple Pie, and they had their big hit, Hillbillies Love It in the Hay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's co-produced the album. We've written a song together on the album
mm-hmm.
called Rocktown, and it's dedicated to minors.
Okay.
And which is probably going to be our second release, which we're in a process of working with CMT right now
mm-hmm.
and one of the mines here in Sudbury for shooting the video for it.
Oh, that's really going to be a lot of fun. Okay.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it.
Then the first album you did about 10 years ago was called?
Living a Dream.
Okay, and this one is called?
RPM.
Okay, and you're working on another one yet? Or?
Nope, this
okay.
one here is
okay.
brand new. We just released this first single here,
mm-hmm.
Which is a remake of a band that I really, really enjoyed called The Tragically Hip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Which we're really excited about doing a remake of that particular song, and we're getting some good feedback on it so far, and,
mm-hmm.
and it's great.
Mm-hmm. Right now we're playing your single, Boots or Hearts.
That's correct, the Tragically Hip song.
Yeah,
and that's great. We've been getting, like I said, I've been getting some really good feedback on it. So.
Oh, that's good. And you have 4 videos?
I've shot, we did a, it was a TV special across
mm-hmm.
Northern Ontario with CTV
mm-hmm.
television.
Mm-hmm.
And we shot 4 videos, and it was a part of a program called Up and Coming.
Okay.
And then years ago, I did shoot a video for CMT
mm-hmm.
quite a few years ago.
Okay. Okay. What was the up and coming about artist in the Canadian
scene?
It was
as a up and coming recording artist in the Northern Ontario area, and they did a half an hour television special
mm-hmm.
On me that it featured songs off my first album.
Okay.
We did at the time opened up for Tracy Lawrence at the auditorium up in Thunder Bay, and
mm-hmm.
we did a really good promotion with it.
Okay.
So, and now with the new album, ever since then, I've been on countless. I've been on the Red Green Show.
Mm-hmm.
I did a cameo appearance. I've been on an outdoor show called Canada in the Rough, which is aired on Global right across Canada.
Okay.
Which we're going to be featured again as a guest on the show again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of good things happening for this album.
Exactly, a lot of things. So
yeah,
good. That makes great PR.
Yeah,
you've been touring for 8 years, or did you take a break? You said when you
No, I didn't. Started? I've been touring full time now for about a little over 10 years.
Wow. Okay, all across Canada too, and in Quebec.
Yeah, you know what? The only place that I haven't played was into British Columbia and in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
As far east as I've played was close enough to you guys was Ottawa and. Far north as Val-d'Or, Quebec.
Okay.
Down as you know, Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's been. But we're really, really concentrating with about doing some tours out east this summer.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
and
good.
And also heading a little bit more into the Quebec market.
Okay, great. How have you found the country music, and maybe even the crowds have changed over the last 8 years?
Believe it or not, in Southern Ontario, which I have a big fan base out of Kitchener, London, and Guelph, the country market down there is incredible.
Okay.
I've been to Calgary. I fly out to Calgary and Banff, Alberta, a couple times a year, and I find that the country, the people enjoying country music are complete diehards, especially in Guelph and Kitchener.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely love it. I've been very, very fortunate to play in Quebec and done some festivals in the summertime. And I'll tell you that they really love country.
They do.
And country's come a long way, too. It's almost, you know, the format has changed, but we still have a lot of diehards from, you know, Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's incredible. So I find that it's coming around. You know, it seemed like we had lost country for a little bit, and then I find that it's coming right back up around again.
That's great. That's great. Great music, country music.
It is.
Good. And I was reading that you did something, some kind of benefit for Big Brothers and Big Sisters, or you're involved with them? Or?
Well, we did some, we've done a lot of benefit shows this year. We've done a free concert for Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
I've done shows for... goodness, I can't remember half of them that we've put on, but I enjoy to put on some shows. Muscular Dystrophy we've put on, so it's always good to give back, and especially kids. I enjoy to go into schools and do you know, some free Christmas concerts and go in and give talks about, you know, the music, kind of general, and get kids encouraged about taking you know, music lessons and or just being involved in music.
Good. Are you mostly self-taught, Larry?
Yes, I am.
Good. Interesting. Okay. Some of your upcoming shows that maybe stand out in the future? You said you were going out east next summer. Anything before then? Or?
Well, you can check out my information if you go to either MySpace / Larry Berrio. The easy way to remember Berrio is they've called me Larry Berrio from Ontario.
True.
And we've just stuck to it. That nickname came up in Banff, Alberta, when they put an article in a paper, and Berrio from Ontario to perform in the Rockies, and ever since then it was kind of a joke that they've done. My name is Larry Berrio from Ontario, and it sticks, and people remember it. So you can check out tour dates on MySpace. I'm also on Facebook, and or you can check out my website at larryberrio.com.
Okay, that's easy to remember. Now, you performed at the Canadian Special Olympics Summer Games.
That's correct, yeah.
And you've performed in quite a few places where there's been a lot of people, like in the Quebec Festival, attendance of 50,000 people.
Yes, that was the Rodeo du Camion, the truck rodeo in Val-d'Or, Quebec, with an attendance over the weekend of 50,000 people. And I've headlined that festival 7 years in a row. I've taken a couple of years off, and we're looking forward to going back hopefully this summer and doing a couple other festivals. Tracy Lawrence opened up for him at the auditorium for a couple of thousand people. I've been very, very fortunate to play a lot of really nice festivals. I've headlined the Canada Day show here in Sudbury last year for probably about 4,000 people. And then I've had the privilege of playing a lot of private golf courses, doing a smaller venue acoustically and that. So, yeah, it's been great.
That's great. So music is definitely your passion then, Larry?
It is, yeah. Well, golfing is my passion. Music is one of them too, that I do it for a living, which is, you know, I love it. I love to entertain people. That's my passion.
That's great. That's great. Anything else you wanted to say about yourself or your music before we go, Larry?
No, but just check out my website and, you know, keep an ear out. Because I've just, part of the news too is just as of this week, I've just signed on a distribution deal with 306 Records and part of EMI, which I'm completely, completely excited about. So that means my albums will be available in the Walmarts and HMVs across Canada.
That sounds great. Looking forward to
it. Yes, we're really excited about it.
Oh, that's great. All the best of luck to you, Larry. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Next up, we're going to hear the latest single from Larry Berrio, and the song is called Boots or Hearts. You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM.
Well, I think that there's a problem here. Her voice just don't sound right. But I left myself on her answering machine. Said I'm back in town tonight. I feel I stepped out of the wilderness, all squint-eyed and confused. But even babies raised by wolves, they know exactly when they've been used. See when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, so when they start, they really fall apart. Fingers and toes, fingers and toes. 40 things we share. 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. Now you blocked off most of Main Street for your faith parade. And everyone in town now, they probably all agree I'm lying in the bed I made. See when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, so when they start, they really fall apart. Some air to clear. We'd probably only agree on one thing anyway. That's what the hell is happening here. Fingers and toes, fingers and toes. 40 things we share. 41 if you include the fact that we don't care. See when it starts to fall apart, man, it really falls apart. Like boots or hearts, so when they start, they really